proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible session. In our series regarding significant valleys in the Bible, we turn our attention to end times prophecy and look at the significance of the Valley of Jezreel and the Valley of Megiddo. Though mountains offer people breathtaking vistas of nearby terrain, valleys contain elements necessary to sustain life. The word Jezreel derived from two Hebrew words which mean God planted. The name Jezreel appeared both as an individual's name and as the name of a geographical location. There doesn't seem to be any connection between the two usages, though. The Valley of Jezreel once functioned as a conduit, channeling the waters of the Mediterranean into the Sea of Galilee, and ultimately to the Red Sea. That latter connection, the Red Sea connection, ceased to exist, cutting off the latter waterway from the Mediterranean Sea. Since the Valley of Jezreel offered an easier route for trade caravans to cross than the neighboring mountain ranges afforded, the Valley of Jezreel became well used for trade purposes. When the Israelites entered Canaan, according to Joshua chapter 17, the Valley of Jezreel functioned as a Canaanite stronghold. Gideon and his 300 men attained a great victory there against the assembled armies of the Amalekites and Midianites, as recorded in the book of Judges. King Ahab of Israel seemed to have a palace in the nearby city of Jezreel, according to 1 Kings chapter 18. His son Joram returned to that palace after receiving wounds in a battle against the Syrian forces, as noted in 2 Kings chapter 8. It was also at Jezreel that King Jehu of Israel had Ahab's wife Jezebel killed, fulfilling a prophecy found in 2 Kings chapter 9 that, quote, "The dog shall eat Jezebel in the portion of Jezreel, and there shall be none to bury her," unquote. The nearby Valley of Megiddo lay southwest of the Valley of Jezreel. The name Megiddo came from a Hebrew word meaning to gather. It was at Megiddo that the mortally wounded King Ahaziah of Judah, who was Ahab's son-in-law, where King Ahaziah of Judah fled after a battle and died, according to 2 Kings chapter 9. In the latter days of the Judean monarchy, an Egyptian army defeated both the Israelites and their leader, King Josiah of Judah, at a battle at Megiddo. This is described in 2 Kings chapter 23. But both the Valley of Jezreel and the Valley of Megiddo will play prominent parts during the last days. Chapter 1 of Hosea referred to, quote, "the day of Jezreel," unquote, a time when God declared that he would, quote, "avenge the blood of Jezreel upon the house of Jehu, and will cause to cease the kingdom of the house of Israel," unquote. While the invading Assyrian armies ended the northern kingdom of Israel 7 years later, the allusion in Hosea seemed to denote a greater and bloodier battle which would come in the latter days. A verse found in the 16th chapter of Revelation noted that it would be at Megiddo where God will bring, quote, "the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle," unquote. The place of that is called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. Armageddon is a term that combines two Hebrew words, Har and Megiddo, or the mountain of Megiddo. It will be at Armageddon that God will defeat the enemy forces aligned against the Jews of Israel. Just when the situation looked bleak for the Jewish people, God again intervened in history to deliver them. God remained true to his promise, as contained in the second chapter of Zechariah, that he that bothered Israel touched the apple of God's eye. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.